something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's 1984, and guess who's taking over the jams?
We play a game called Rio Obrio.
And we play another game that doesn't even have a name. It's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hey.
Oh, no.
There's a new sheriff in town, bud. It's 1984, bud.
Oh, man, I'm starting to, now I really know. I remember those days.
First of all, I have a newfound respect for you because this is my first week picking the jams. And yeah. I had trouble narrowing down to 12.
No, I know.
There's so many jams, and I know it's partially because I'm excited because it's my week. But, man, 1984 was on fire.
Oh, yeah, there's some good stuff, too, actually.
Do you know...
But there's a lot of cheese.
Do you remember the, I was going to say vinyl shorts, the nylon shorts that they're wearing in this Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go video? Where it's like a teal stripe, and then a white stripe, and then a teal stripe, and the stripes are about an inch thick. They're called dolphin shorts.
Oh, no. That's what they're called?
Yeah, and I wonder if it's because dolphins have easy access.
Yeah.
And then if they want to get frisky.
They can get in the liner.
It's 1984. Ugh. It's episode 84. I'm Jonathan Torrance. You're Jeremy Taggart.
I'm 9 years old.
I'm 12.
Yeah.
I think this was the summer I moved to Halifax from Prince Edward Island. Like, I remember all these songs. I remember listening to them on my Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you probably didn't have a Walkman at 9.
No, but I remember hearing it around. Like, if I remember going to the, in Wasaga Beach, they had this water slide that's still there. I used to go there for like every day for a week, ripping down. Then they would always play the new jams, and it was like nonstop Beverly Hills Cop.
So fun.
I think, right? Like constant.
What do you mean? Axel F? Was that 1984?
Some Jan Hammer jams.
Well, it's funny because I looked.
The Miami Vice theme.
I remember in those years, I listened to Def Leppard a lot, and I listened to Motley Crue a lot. They both had big, important records in 83, and then nothing in 84. So I was hoping to let some pyromania fly. That was 83.
Yeah, I could have ripped Photograph, but we didn't need to.
It's a good jam.
83, there was lots going on.
So just to set the stage for the people, first of all, did you find it kind of a relief this week when you didn't have to pull a bunch of songs, or did you secretly miss it?
No, it's fine. I don't mind. It's because whenever you do, you type it in and just go through the, you know, looking around to see what came out, and there's so many. It's fun to do that, to just get escape into the music of that year, and it really kind of breaks it down. I think that's the best thing for people's memory is music. It's the strongest, it seems. Like
big
photographs,
time.
You know. Yeah.
I can remember walking around Sherwood with Mark Hallett's boombox listening to Doesn't Really Matter. And it like that was epic and formative, and we felt tough and we felt independent and like The Outsiders, like the S.E. Hinton book.
That movie. Did that come out that year?
Good question. It sure feels like it was around time. Then. And that was
an
unbelievable cast of dudes that went on to do, like C. Thomas Howell, Tom Cruise.
Everybody's in that movie.
Everybody. I'm in Foxborough, Massachusetts. We're on a family RV trip.
Yeah.
And by the time you hear this, I'll be home, so don't break into my house. But it was fun to take the rig. This is our first outing where we towed a vehicle behind the rig. And
nice. We
stopped for gas in New Brunswick. And this guy says, almost lost your car. And I said, and I walked back to the little tow dolly, the straps on one of the front tires had come off. We did almost lose our car off the tow dolly.
No.
What That's, the clam?
That would have been scary stuff.
Would have been bad news bears. I thought you said Gary stuff. Like Gary Lake.
Gary stuff. Like Gary Lake or Gary Gugatami.
It could have been bad, but fortunately found some safety chains, fired them up, got the strap back on. But our generator is still not working, so I finally resorted to Twitter to call out Cummins. And man, if that isn't the great equalizer, because I heard from them pretty darn quick. Because I sent out a message that said, I loved my Cummins generator for each of the 5 minutes that it's worked. And I heard from the guy away who said, don't like hearing that, bud. What's the problem? Shoot me your specifics and I'll get into it for you.
like on that horrible terminal plane day that I had, it was that finally tweeting Air Canada was what got anything going.
It's interesting because people abuse it, definitely. Like some people will say like, what's up, WestJet? My flight was supposed to leave 4 minutes ago. Like you don't have to be that guy. Mm-hmm. But it's true. If you're stuck at the airport for 7 hours and you're not getting help, hey, Air Canada, what's the deal? Is actually pretty effective.
Yeah, no, for sure. Hey, do you remember Guess What? That game show with Robin Ward?
Yes, of course.
I just happened to see it on YouTube and I was laughing. I was like, oh, what happened to that guy? Because he always had the dry humor, remember?
Was that Canadian?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty sure it was.
Do you know what else was 1984, bud?
What?
Like, my eyes are brimming with tears.
I'm only human. I can see Gordon doing this jam.
It's Steve Perry, bud.
Oh, it's Cheryl or whatever that was. Sherry.
You've been gone.
I totally sing that.
Mike Smith and I were in an 80s cover band for a while called the Should Have Been Gones, and we were pretty tight.
And you did it?
No, we didn't do this song because we thought it was a little too on the nose. But you have to watch this video if you haven't watched it for a while because he's dressed like a Burger King looking mask.
Yeah. It's one of the worst videos for cheese ever.
Did you feel that I should have been gone? After all your words, Steve.
Is that the drummer?
Well, that's what I wonder. If this was Sherry was a solo effort from Steve Perry, so do the guys in the band perform his solo stuff? I can't imagine.
No way.
Neil would be Sean like the Bare Naked covering a Stephen Page song. They wouldn't do it.
I don't think they do, right? They don't play the Page only ones. Like right. We don't do Jane.
Well, maybe they don't do Jane, but like Bruce Hornsby in the Range right. would play some Bruce Hornsby tunes. But I don't think.
Of course, yeah.
I don't think Journey would play Oh Sherry, even though they should because it's epic.
It's such a cheesy video. Is this like Fast Times?
And it must have been
Fast
a dream
Times era.
The background singers go Baltimano. Like I don't even know what they say.
No, I don't know.
It's great
still
stuff.
Cracking up.
1984 was a big year for music, man.
Well, Van Halen, that's a big record.
Right? Wait, was that 1984?
It was called 84. I think it came out then. And it had all those hits, like Jump.
See, my Box wheelhouse, as you know, is more like this.
Nina.
Good take, Nina. Let's try this again.
The cheesiest bass line ever, or whatever the hell that is.
How's your golf tournament, bud?
Great. It was fantastic.
Second annual Stomp the Stigma, right?
Yep. Another success at Summit. And Ian Leggett and I had a great event. It was great to see all the people that came out again, plus more, you know, a lot of really cool athletes and celebs, and just the Travis family was fantastic, and they're amazing, and it's just a great success. Can't wait to get, you know, next year going.
Awesome.
Because it's consistently great and greater.
Was anyone having sneaky darts on the 11th fairway?
Like someone crushing darts, sneaky darts?
Yeah.
I didn't see any darts. And that's the one thing that's good about the tournament is you're not waiting at all when you're playing.
That's, you know, usually really
when
good.
When you do charity golf tournaments, you kind of get used to the idea it's going to be a 6-hour round, but no, you don't see anybody really. And you're just kind of playing, and didn't wait once on a tee box.
Was it a shotgun start?
Yeah, everyone started at the same time, and then you start on a certain hole. Everybody goes at the, you know, like, for example, I started on the 14th hole, and you just kind of, everybody's out on the golf course, but it was timed, and everybody was paired to the point where you just didn't really see anybody other than some of the places where you'd get, you know, food trucks, or we had some congregating people for, you know, food and drink and stuff like that. So
great.
It was well attended and well received, for sure.
So who was in your group?
I had some good bods they weren't members at Summit, but they were cool dudes that were in I guess the corporate world, I guess you could say, bankers, and but it was good. They were a father and son, Tom and two other bods, James and I can't remember the other guy's name, but they were great dudes and it was fun. It was a good solid laughs, and we were cracking up pretty much most of the time.
So how does it work? Like best score?
Scramble. So just you take the best shot of each, you know, so you take the best drive and then you go to it and then everyone hits from there and then you take the best second shot and on. So everybody kind of doesn't have to worry about chopping it into the woods or anything. There's no stress and you kind of move along quicker. Best way to do it.
On average, how many of your shots per hole would they use?
I don't know. There are some pretty good players, so not every hole, but like probably, you know, I wasn't playing perfectly. I played once this year, so I wasn't really striping it, but I had some good shots. So
that's the thing. You have to play three times a week to get better, don't you?
Well, golf is one of the quickest things to get rust collecting on it. You know, if you don't do one thing, something else suffers. And I just play for absolute fun anyway, so I don't really get too stressed about it. But I think you can work too hard on things and you can work not enough on things. The thing about golf is it's such a mental thing. And if you can kind of keep your head on the understanding of a club face and trying to hit it square, and that's about it, no matter how to do whatever you have to do to get that to happen, hit the ball square.
And that's what happens. If you
feel that, then you're all right, yeah.
Yeah, it's when you get inside your head and start thinking about it, that doesn't work.
Well, yeah, if you think you're doing one thing and you're spinning it off to the right or something, just shanking it or something where you don't understand why you're doing it, that's not fun.
More like shanks for nothing, right, Jeremy?
Shank a doll. So we're going to play a game today, too, you know.
I know.
We're going to play a game called Rio or Brio.
It was hard to find quotes that lent themselves to both for the fake out.
Yeah.
But obviously it's reviews of the Rio Olympics and reviews of Brio soda beverage.
Yes, and we're gonna play it as Joe and Gino Vannelli and just to take it up a notch.
I think we must.
Yeah.
This is your game, and I could feel your enthusiasm coming through via text. I've got a great game. Let's play this. Rio or Brio. And the second I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh. Of course. Because I had been toying with something called Diarrhea, and it's kind of gross, and I didn't really have the gameplay worked out, but I think Rio or Brio is going to work great.
Yeah, for sure. And Joe can ask Gino the questions.
Perfect. Hey, you got your Letterkenny jersey.
I did. I got my Letterkenny jersey. I was stoked to find it here. And it says Tagsy with a Z on the back. I love it. And those guys are just the bods of the bods. I can't wait to actually, you know, hang with those guys.
I've never met them
face to face, but they're beauties.
Mine says Torrensy on the back.
Yeah.
Hockey nicknames are not often the most creative, are they?
Oh, never.
Like, if someone's last name was Campbell, Soupy would be about as creative as it got.
That's way too much. It's just Cams.
When I was working on that show in Texas, the I don't even know what league it would have been, EHL maybe, had a local team called the Amarillo Gorillas. And I thought, first thing I did was drive right like there and buy a t-shirt.
Station name for the Hit the Post.
The Amarillo Gorillas. But I think there's definitely a game in Is This a Real Team or Not? It doesn't have a clever name yet, but there are some weird team names. Like the Santa Cruz Banana Slugs. That's a team.
No, maybe we'll play that today.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
So from Burger King, Steve Perry in the O'Sherry video to...
Yeah.
Caribbean Queen, Bob. 1984, man.
There's just so much, like, cocaine in this production.
Do you think he was on the Skooks?
Billy Ocean?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I'm just talking about all the people making in the studio. Like Rick James. Like, you know, like he's like freebasing in the bathroom between takes.
Hey, Billy. Sorry, we're going to have to get you to lay down the chorus one more time. And then we'll double it up real quick. It sounded good, though. It sounded good, man. Good stuff. We'll go again.
Man, are you guys doing cocaine? Again? He's in the booth.
Say it again. What's that? Sorry, Mr.
Are you guys doing cocaine again?
Just a quick scoop. I just take the edge off before we lay this down. We got it. Here it comes. Second part of the chorus.
You guys are wrecking my album.
You guys are ruining my album. But he's not really mad.
But then he can know. Yeah. Totally just hangs. It's like... Man, just sits there. I gotta talk to somebody.
Man, tell me when you guys are back.
The next guys come in and they're just as bad. That's why he doesn't do anything about it.
Let me tell you, these are some of the songs from 1984 that I didn't pick. This is how big this year was. Sunglasses at Night, Go for a Soda, New Girl Now, Honeymoon Suite, Lovers in a Dangerous Time, Bruce Coburn, Doesn't Really Matter, Platinum Blonde. Those are some of the songs I didn't pick. That's what an embarrassment of riches 1984 was.
Yeah. Do you, it's, what about, did you see that tweet from the gig Bruce Coburn's playing?
Yeah, well, it must be tonight. It must be tonight at the Gordon Lightfoot Theater in Orillia. Man.
All of a sudden, he's singing and he's like, oh, his monitors aren't working. He just looks over and he just sees Gordon duck out the door.
Phantom of the Opera styles. With the white mask on, he's up in the roof and a light drops from the grid. It comes dangerously close to Bruce.
He looks up and he just sees Courtney.
Though the hours grow shorter as the days roll by. What the hell was that? During sound check.
I can't hear his wedge at all. And all of a sudden he hears like Gordon singing into the wedge, just like the opposite or screwing him up. Right? It's like do lovers and I'll be like him in the wedge.
Don't the as Bruce? Don't the hours grow as shorter Bruce, yeah. as the days roll by.
Bye, 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 bye. He's like doing effects.
Bruce Coburn stage banter on a live wire that thing is.
Do it again. Do Bruce.
Never a breath you can't afford to waste.
It was a little flat. It's a little flat.
Oh, he's chirping him in his in-ears. Someone's sharp. Bruce Coburn stage banter.
You know, it's it gives me extraordinary pleasure to be here tonight at the Gordon Lightfoot Auditorium in Aurelia. So let's party.
Such a downer.
Yeah, I know, eh? It's just so, he's just so intense, right?
Except
so intense.
He likes to let go and have fun with the whammy bar sometimes.
We gotta take a break.
Don't the hours grow shorter as the day? What a stupid song that is.
We gotta take a break.
Don't go anywhere, for frick's sakes.
Hey Gino, it's on your jam, it's on.
It's on the radio. Minutes on summer. It's 1984, my jam's on the radio all the time, check it out.
This is crazy, man. We gotta get in the car and just drive around. Let's go. Come on.
Hey, Ma, can I have $5 for gas money?
You're not making enough money from the song on the radio?
Hey, it takes a while for royalties to come in, Ma.
Yeah, come on. We gotta go. Let's go. I wanna go to Ricci's.
We need $5 to get there and another $5 to get back and $5 for a snack. So give us 20 and we'll call it even.
Hey, don't forget, we gotta get some Brio.
What are the odds?
Hey, speaking
that was
of
1984.
Rio, you wanna play a game, Gino?
Hey, you wanna play a game?
Yeah!
It's weird inflection. It's the weirdest places you wouldn't expect in a sentence.
Let's play a game. It's called Rio o Brio.
Okay, so we're taking a time warp because we were in 1984, but now we're in 2016. It's the Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
Canadians are doing great, especially the ladies.
So you're looking good in the pool, I'll tell you what.
You're going to read a review, and I'll guess if it's Rio or Brio.
All right. You ready to go?
Yeah, he's born ready.
You want me to go first, or you gonna go first?
What? Well, who? This guy over here. Who's gonna? I don't care who goes first. Just one of us goes first. It's how it works.
So it's you always go first, man.
So read a quote, and I'll tell you which it is: Rio or Brio.
All right. Okay. Both speak to living with vigor and vivacity.
Can you say that again in standard English?
Say, this is tough reading here. Oh, hang on a second. Both speak to living with vigor and vivacity, to being spirited and alive, and to be exhibiting one's life force. Rio Abril.
This guy over here. That's got to be Rio.
That's Brio.
No
that ain't Rio,
way.
That's Brio. It's talking about the origins of a beverage and the chinata fruit.
Vivacity?
Vivacity.
Okay,
your
so
turn.
It's one
come on, hurry up,
you.
Gino, ask me now.
It's excellent, but sadly underrated. Rio or Brio?
That sounds like Brio.
That's excellent, because you're right.
It's Brio.
First time for everything, you Goomba. Hey, give me another one real quick.
Okay, hey. I've seen that name somewhere,
So next time I see it, I'll be looking for it.
Well, it's got to be Brio, no?
That's Brio. You got it. Nice.
Okay. Hey, listen to this one. My All right. eyes are stinging. Brio or Brio?
Well, according to that green water smelling like farts, that's probably Rio, right?
Hey, that's Rio.
Yeah.
Hey, you're doing good.
I know. Check
Give
this one
Give me another
out.
One.
I love the sting. I love the sting. Rio or Brio?
Well, that's got to be Rio too, no?
That's Rio. That's swimmer Kyle Chalmers. Love the sting.
Okay, what about this one? There's actual shit in the water. Rio? Oh, Brio.
That's gotta be Rio.
No, that's Brio. No, I'm kidding. Of course it's Rio. This guy.
All right, here. I haven't tried it, but I'd like to someday. Rio or Brio?
Brio.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? It isn't great.
Yeah.
It isn't great, but it isn't bad either. Rio or Brio?
That sounds like Brio.
That's Rio.
No.
It isn't great, no. But it isn't bad either.
Okay. To be honest, I almost vomited. Rio or Brio?
Brio.
That was Rio.
There's so much garbage in it. Rio? Oh, Brio. There's so much garbage in it.
That sounds like Rio.
That's Rio.
Nice. Okay. Even though I'm still amazed I've got this thing in my hand. Even now, I'm still amazed I got this thing in my hand. Rio or Brio?
Rio?
That's Rio. Nice job, Gino.
Best water in the central zone. Best water
That's
in the central
be
zone.
That's gotta be Rio.
That's Brio. Rio.
No!
I didn't think there would be that many quotes that were could go either way.
I know. They definitely, a couple of them are right there.
Oh, man.
Vivacity.
Vivacity about Brio. Is that from the Brio website? Because yeah, no one would write a review about, like that, would they?
Yeah. No, it's the origins, like the beginnings. They go talk about the history and they throw out words like that.
Do you know that they had to order some, I don't know, several hundred thousand condoms because at the last two Summer Olympics, public sport intimacy has been a real problem.
And people getting it on out in public?
Yeah. Yeah, really? But like on the roof of athletes' buildings, like people are slipping and falling in condoms, like awful. Like everywhere.
Yikes. Because like, they all share rooms. That's why, right?
Well, and I suppose they're fit and young and
well, like
attractive. And when your event's over, maybe, you know, you want to party a little bit, do a couple scoops. Well,
what was the team divers or whatever? The one girl kicked her out so she could bang some canoe guy.
What?
So they split up. Yeah. You didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, I don't know, it was a Brazilian diving team or something, but the one girl was pissed because she got kicked out of the dorm while they had sex all night.
Wow.
So it's like, nice.
I have a man We're in done. A canoe coming over.
Yeah, canoeist.
Crazy. Hey, canoe lock the door and leave me in here with this guy over here.
I can just see those guys fighting with all the time.
I wonder if there's... Well, obviously, there are shirts off parties.
Yeah.
By the way, I had to turn off the air conditioning in the bus while we're talking because it's so loud. And Carol said, you can have a shirts off potty.
Shirts off potty.
Shirts off potty because it's so hot in here.
Yeah.
The Canadian team is doing great.
What?
The Canadian team's doing really well.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great.
Especially sure. the ladies Definitely. Are on fire. I was bummed out that the soccer women lost the right to go to the final because they've been playing so well.
Mm-hmm. That was a bummer.
And by now, of course, we'll know if they won bronze by the time this comes out.
By the time it comes out.
What would be your event at the Olympics, bud?
What would I do?
Yeah.
tell you what I wouldn't do is a shot put.
Why?
Like, I think I could throw it, like, 5 feet, maybe. And these people, like, there's a woman that threw it 70 feet or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Where were the 1984 Olympics? Were they in L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the big year where Russia got banned, or when they boycotted, or... And there was all the issues with the... steroid scandals and all that stuff. Not that that hasn't that's been going forever now.
So during the 1984 yeah, Olympics, it stands to reason that Team Canada used this song to get pumped up. Ready?
Let's hear it. Felix.
It's another good jam.
That's what got the Olympians going for Canada?
Don't you think? Song was out in 1984.
Oh, you're saying that's just... Yeah. Back was, then, Helix. They were banging.
Was 1984 the year of Ben Johnson? No.
No, that was 88 in Seoul.
So who was... At 1980, was Carl Lewis there in 84?
Think so.
He was a Maybe show was off, young, remember?
Like a young dude. What?
He was a show off.
Yeah, he was like the classic American ego freak.
Yep. Yeah, he was there. He won 100 meter relay and long jump gold.
Yeah. How about Andre DeGrasse?
Awesome.
That kid's incredible. That's going to be our future right there for the 100 meters in the next Olympics.
And Penny in the pool.
Yes.
How much do you buy into the Olympics when they're on? Like, do you kind of get into it and watch it for a couple weeks?
Yeah, well, it has to be something like what Penny Oleksiak did, where it's just like gripping and unbelievable performance. Like, if somebody can just take you and make you watch what they're doing because they're killing it, you know? Like she is, that's why you watch the Olympics, because 2 weeks ago, nobody knew who she was, really, and now she's a massive superstar in Canada.
Yeah.
And that's all due to what she did in her own performance, so there's something to be said for that, and it has to happen, so you can never really predict that it's going to happen, but something always happens that's amazing, because there's just so many sports going on.
I mean, especially if they're from the Canada. Simone Biles is a great story, but it just gives it an extra something if they're Canadian, for sure.
No, no doubt, no doubt. No doubt, bud. Well, how about another 84 jam?
Okay, this one has 1984 in the hook. It's by M plus M. I've talked about it on the pod before. Take a listen.
Oh.
Do you remember it?
Yeah. Barely, though.
This is 1984. This is like fashion television. Mm-hmm. Like they're going behind the scenes at a Karl Lagerfeld show, and they're playing that as you're watching models change and stuff. Did you ever get down with Jeannie Becker?
I met her, said hello a few times.
How'd that go?
Great.
Yeah?
She's a nice person, yeah.
She is.
She's a classic.
She's an iconic Canadian in her broadcaster field. For sure.
Yeah.
In a matter of days... That show was
ridiculous, that show. Remember that show?
Fashion television?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, just that it was on so much, it was a popular thing.
Yeah, it was on for a long time. And I guess...
It's not, now that it's not on and you don't see it as much, it just feels like that world's kind of... You don't know about it as much. Not that I ever did know much about it, but it'd always be an interview with Karl Lagerfeld chirping somebody, right?
Yeah. Saying like, I mean, it was okay. Dissing someone else's collection.
Yeah, with a fan and waving it in his face, right?
I guess you have to remember it was pre-internet, so there was no vlogging or blogging about fashion. Yeah. Like, that's the crazy thing now is that a 15-year-old girl with a good eye and a much-followed blog can really be dictating what's going to be fashionable. But fashion television really was ahead of the curve in that regard.
How about the traveling she got to do from that show?
Sure.
Right?
And she was also pretty fearless with the, like, there's three rows deep of journalists, and she just kind of scooches to the front. Hey, Carl, Jeannie Becker, fashion television. And most of the masks knew who she was, too.
Well, because it was international, too, the show, right? Like, it was bought in other countries, would use it for their entertainment sections, right?
Would they?
So it was in a lot of different places, yeah.
I remember Street Sense... It. Sold you to Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia as an example of non-sexist, non-violent broadcasting. And I think they paid like $5 an episode.
Yeah.
And also remember...
You go over there and you can't walk the streets in Kuala Lumpur.
I'm a very big deal in Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah.
I also remember Mr. D... was sponsored by McCafe in the first couple seasons. You know, the McDonald's coffee cups or whatever. So they were in a lot of scenes. And then they sold the show to Germany. And the Germans were like, we don't have McCafe. Get those out of there. So the editors had to go through and frame paint out the McCafe cups from all the episodes for the German delivery.
That must have been cheap in post-production costs.
It's crazy. Yeah, it wouldn't cost anything.
Yikes.
Take a listen to this 84 Jambot.
Oh, do it.
This would make your eyes rain. If you're thinking about a certain girl, maybe I was in grade 6 at the time. Take a listen.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what it is yet?
No. Oh, no. Yeah. I got it. This one did it for you?
Sure.
I thought that was you singing for a second, kidding.
And it'll be, and we're loving it all.
It's a good jam, and see, they called themselves
Thompson Twins.
But there was, yeah. There was three of them, so they couldn't be twins, first of all. I would argue that this is a good record and this is a good band. You would probably argue otherwise.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm not gonna say anything bad. I don't know much about them.
This is seminal for me.
Is it?
Yeah. Like the 1984 of it all.
And a girl just broke your heart?
Yes, although this was an 84 jam that I did not care for.
I was trying to think of... I didn't have anything going on in 84. Maybe...
Ladies-wise?
Maybe some... Maybe messing around behind the shed. Right?
Can you hear this one?
Don't just look up candy hearts to give away.
What do you think?
It's a classic. Stevie.
What? I know that Stevie's untouchable in many ways because he's Stevie, but isn't it safe to say that I just called
Kinda Cheese
you as whack?
It's kind of cheese. Yeah, but it's still Stevie at least. It's not... I don't know.
So bad Stevie's still better than no Stevie.
In 1984, my brother, we used to go in the car and Jet would get to the front and pretend to be like a driver. And I'd go with a neighbor girl across the street in the back seat and we'd neck.
Start at the start and don't leave out anything.
No, it's just Jet would be like, how you guys doing back there? Like pretending to be like a chauffeur or something. And we just make out. It's like, why don't you guys neck?
When you were 9?
Yeah. Right around there.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was because, like, Happy Days, that was what they did in that show for, like, remember they used to make out or whatever?
Yeah, so for sure.
Jet would just be, like, pretending, I don't know if it was, like, he was more thinking limo driver.
Oh.
And just being, like the don't you guys worry, it's cool. Like, that guy.
He thought you guys were getting down like Arthur, like Dudley Moore. In the back of the limo?
Yeah. So, and he would say something witty, but not, like, interfering. Like, not like, hey, you kids. He's like, you guys having a good time tonight? That's nice.
Wow.
Holding the wheel, pretending to drive jets.
I played Kiss and Chase in grade 1, but I wasn't necking when I was 9. That's for sure.
Yeah, a little bit of kissing.
Good old-fashioned smooching. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I was. Maybe I was at camp.
Maybe. Maybe you were. Maybe you don't want to talk about it.
Maybe if I was, this would be the soundtrack that'll take us to break. Because this is a good jam right here. I don't care what you say.
Let's hear it.
Should have been Gonz used to do this one too.
Oh, has come. Night Ranger. And you know that you're the
that's jeez. What's your price for flight? It's drugs. Okay. Hey, Joe, you want to take us to break real quick?
Sure. We'll be right back. We're going to park this car and make out with a couple of girls. See you in a bit.
You hit the post. We're going to take it to the Claris. This is great. Motoring. It's drugs. What's your price for flight? It's being high. Check it out.
Let's do some hot knives, Gino.
Damn, I wish I'd written that song.
Where's my beer chair?
Yeah.
John Robinson on the drums. No, there was no. The car was off.
What was
That's
what was the name of
John
your
Robinson.
Necky neighbor?
I can't rightly remember. There was a couple that year.
Did she make you feel shiny and new?
Yeah, sure. I don't want to necessarily name names either because they might not want to say that they were making out with me on their 9.
When you saw Madonna for the first time, you might have been a little young. But I remember watching Video Hits with Sam Taylor before it was Brian Elliott, before it was Dan Gallagher. And I remember her throwing the Like a Virgin. And I remember watching this video and thinking, well, I've never seen anything quite like that before. It was a game changer. It was shocking.
And I remember kids asking teachers, like, what's a virgin? What's a virgin? And they all be like, oh, and always avoid it.
There have been a few videos since the dawn of music videos around this time in the early 80s that have been like, wait, that's elevating or lowering the bar, depending on how you look at it. The Britney Spears one with the snake, that was one. And Christina Aguilera, Dirty, that was another one. And Samantha Fox, remember?
So these are the top five horny videos?
Well, I mean, Wicked Game, Chris Isaac.
Yeah, for sure.
I Drove All Night, Priestley and Jennifer Connelly. Like, those are the kind of... It's actually a great game. We should ask Buds to tell us, like, what was the first video you saw that made you think, wow, those are adult interactions right there.
Horny videos.
I guess so. Hashtag horny videos. Maybe it's just hashtag horny. Let us know the first videos you saw that you were like, wait a minute, parts of me are stirring that I didn't even know I had. Madonna Like a Virgin, I'm sure for a lot of people, was one. What was the Samantha Fox Definitely. Song?
I don't remember. Like, and it was like...
Touch Me. That was it. Touch Me.
Is that what it was called?
Touch Me. I want to feel your body. That was 1986. So we have a couple years. We have a couple years to get to that one.
Oh, no.
Hashtag horny. Let us know what the videos
you saw. Horny videos or horny. And wasn't Corey Hart banging in 84?
Yeah. Why? Right? Did he make you feel things? Henry, pipe down, bud.
But I'm just trying to picture him horny. Corey Hart horny.
Yeah. I'm sure for a lot of young women, that was their first, like, wait a minute, hold the wedding. Who's this dude?
For sure. For sure. And then, like, him.
He want to come over? Come up to my hotel?
And silly me, I didn't even know that it was already a song.
This is...
He's like, here's my key.
He hands her hotel key.
Yeah, here's my motel key with the plastic. Remember the plastic keychains for motels? Because that was before card entry. It's still a few years before they invent card entry. So you're going to have to use this actual sunglasses. Key.
He would write a little pair of sunglasses.
Oh, that was the sign to his crew and his manager. If there were sunglasses hanging on the door... Don't knock, because I'm entertaining. Surrender!
Corey Hart's got a little bit of Gino Vanelli going right there.
Does he? Henry, it's that's enough, bud. Henry rides in the dash. He rides dirty in the dash of the RV when I'm on the freeway.
Yeah?
And he's just a little mad. He's 4 pounds.
What is he looking at?
Right Everything? Now?
Checking out... No, when you're driving, is it like checking out the traffic, watching people go by?
Yeah, he's watching like the leaves changing and traffic and waterways.
Why is he fired up right now? What's he see out there?
Like a leaf blowing in the wind or a Sobeys bag or a piece of firewood. Who knows?
Does he get worked up easy?
I think because where we live, there aren't many humans around. Obviously a place like this, there are a lot of humans, so there's just a lot of stimulation for the little guy.
He's just looking, where are you again? You're in Foxborough, but where in like exactly
it's
are you?
It's called Normandy Farms, a family camping resort.
Oh, and there's, so it's kind of that's...
There's four pools and there's like crafts and there's a parachute game and there's a store and there's campfires and it's that.
So it's fun for the kids. What are they doing right now?
They went to Target, which is big kick, because we don't have it, as you know. I don't know.
Had it for a minute.
Probably to buy some tiny plastic collectible items that the biggest kick is opening them, and then they'll never use them again.
It's over.
Yeah.
My kids are in summer camp today. They're all at the camps, assorted camps.
So is it day camp, or they come home tonight? They come home, or they're sleep
day
away?
Day camp. No, day camp. Just
do they love it?
Various. Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
They're at Camp Bacteria.
John, my oldest, is into it. He's doing like he's into developing computer stuff. So it's like a development learning software, writing your own games, one of those HTML kid stuff.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if I can sneak a picture of this guy across the way that just pulled in. He's driving a Mallard. What is it? It's like a 1980s style, probably C-class RV, but he's setting up with a neck brace.
What?
He's got a neck brace on, and he's out like reefing on cables and stuff, trying to get stuff plugged in.
I wonder if he's trying to just proven that he's hurt.
He's like a Gary Lake looking mask. Like, he's probably doing an insurance scam.
I always think about some guy just trying to take some advantage of somebody with a fake neck brace.
And he's looking over here like I might work for the insurance company.
Yeah, he's looking. He falls in front of your truck.
And he's saying to his wife,
"Oh, what the hell? Hey, what are you doing parking here?"
He's saying to his wife, "Debbie, you're going to have to plug in the water hose. Because I couldn't do that in theory if my neck was sore."
Nice.
I love that John's at a camp that's tailored to his interests. That's the great thing about a city, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's right. Like yesterday's, like I built a game platform.
Does he come by that honestly, or is that like one of those? Yeah. Oh, we have no idea where it comes from.
No. He's like specifically since the beginning of the year wanted to do this, so. He's loving it. He's been looking forward to it all year.
So and what about the other two? Is she at Alert Camp?
Alert Camp. Annalise is at the community center around the corner. She's just doing various stuff, everything from like little nature walks to today she's painting a pillowcase.
Awesome.
And then they get to swim tomorrow. They get to play pool noodle baseball.
Yeah, they do.
and my son Jack is at this climbing camp, like where you climb these ropes.
Perfect.
Those tall, like all kinds of climbing stuff. So he's into that.
I was in the pool.
All different.
6 times yesterday.
Really?
Because Shug can swim now, so she wants to swim all the time. And that's the job, right? That's what we signed up for.
Yep.
Swimming in the pool.
Yep.
So she got one of these, they're mermaid tails. It's like a plastic fin and then this sleeve that goes over it. So it looks like a mermaid tail.
So she's playing mermaids.
But you're not allowed to use them in pools because they're so dangerous.
Yeah, because you're stuck, right?
Yeah, it's like unless you can do the butterfly, Michael Phelps styles.
Yeah. You go under.
Yeah.
So you have to just does your daughters make you play like games or like fantasy bits where you have to be a certain person?
Yeah, for sure. But if the first rule
crazy like that, no, my daughter's just same thing. Like she's so into it and like script included, like giving me the lines.
Well, that's what I was going to say about Indy. If the first rule of improv is yes and whatever you say to build on it, I say yes and, like, that's how the idea grows. Okay, it's midnight. Yes, and what if we're at a 7-Eleven? Yes, and what if a guy comes in? That's how you kind of build a story. She's a no-but person. Like, pretend you're a cat. Okay, meow. No, that's not how the cat meows. Like, everything I said. So that's just a little girl thing, is it?
Well, I think so. Just everything I say. No. This is what you have to say. Pretend that you have to come here and pretend that I'm this and pretend you didn't know that I have special powers.
That is exactly what Indy does.
Yeah. And it's classic, right? Like, we play a game called, it's called, like a nature explorer, remember the name, the classic explorer guy, Bellamy or something like that. Anyway, we pretend to be, I'm basically like in a forest and I happen upon a jaguar and that's Annalise. And she's like, Edmund Hillary, that's what the game's called. Let's play Edmund Hillary.
Sir Edmund Hillary, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, and then But she's like, pretend you don't think jaguars are dangerous. Right? So I'm like, okay. Every time I have to die, like I get swatted. And it's like,
oh, really?
He always does something. He's like, oh, this is a wonderful jaguar. I'm just going to walk in. They're very safe. You can pet them, and then like she'll jump on me and then tear my throat out.
So she earns your trust and then betrays it.
Yeah, she's like, well, no, he's just a bumbling idiot. Like, he'll pick up a snake thinking it's no big deal without, like, looking at the head or whatever, just thinking it's fine. And then she'll be like, okay, look in the book that you find out that it's poisonous, right?
Oh, okay, this spider. Oh, well, let me check in this book. Oh, this is poisonous. And then it would.
Then she'll jump on me and bite me on the neck.
I love that you play games, but you play the same one over and over again. Because we do the same game with the same script and the same players. Like, everyone in our family has an alter ego. Indy plays a character called Oh Rebecca. And Oh Rebecca has her own theme song that goes, Oh Rebecca, Oh Rebecca, hey, 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 Oh Rebecca. Like, it's almost like Only Want to Be With You. And
it's the same thing over and over.
My name's Kevin. Carol's name is Scottard. Kevin's trying to always hit on Scottard. Oh, Rebecca shuts it down. Shug is Olivia. But Indy's now introducing new characters that are also played by us. So there's some confusion as to, like, sorry, am I Kevin or Jason? Because not to brag, but I can play a couple characters in Oh, Rebecca.
Yeah.
It's fun,
that's
man.
That's the best. It is.
It is.
Hey, do you want to play that game with the sports teams?
The game with no name.
Yeah, the game with no name.
That's what we'll call it.
Sports or sport or nort. I like sport that one the best.
Or nort. Game or lame. Team or scream out of frustration because it's not a team.
Yeah.
So that's how it's going to work. We'll give each other team names, and you have to guess if it's a real one or a fake one.
Okay.
Who's going first?
You go first.
Okay.
You go first.
The Scottsdale Fighting Artichokes.
That is pathetic.
The Fighting
Artichokes.
It's so
bad that it has to be real. It's so bad.
That's a community college team in Scottsdale. That's real.
A real one. It's so funny because sometimes you have these teams that they'll be ridiculous on purpose just to get people to come, right?
Or by the merch. That's what I learned in my little recon mission looking up these teams, because the team might suck and nobody goes to the games, but their t-shirts are flying off the shelf.
Okay, you ready for yours?
Yeah.
The Lewiston Love Handles. Real or fake?
It's not very intimidating.
No.
That's got to be fake.
The Lewiston Love Handles. Huh?
It's got to be fake.
That's fake. But it'd be great merch.
It'd be great. I want to buy a Junior B team just so we can name them.
Okay, what's the next one?
Long Beach State Dirt Bags.
That sounds...
The fake. Dirt Bags.
Fake.
That's real, bot.
Oh, really?
It's actually real, yeah. And it comes from in 1989, Coach Snow had all new players and they didn't have a home field. So they practiced at a local all dirt pony field and went on to win their first 18 games and advanced to the 49ers' first college World Series appearance.
And on the merch, it's Mike Nelson, Wheel's dad.
Dirt bags. It's just a picture of his face. Yeah. Listen to this. Infield coach Dave Malpass would take his infielders to the all-dirt field for their rigorous workout. The infielders would return to the regular practice field after their sessions covered in dirt. Thus the name Dirt Bags was born.
Oh, well.
Kind of love it. The Dirt Bags.
How about this one? The Shelley Russets. It's in Idaho.
So they're named after a potato or apple?
Potato. The Russets.
I'm going to say that's real.
That's real. Legit.
You know the town Macon, Georgia?
Yeah.
Macon Whoopee.
No way. way.
Making whoopee.
Making whoopee? I'm going to say that's fake.
That's real, bud.
Come on.
They were in the CHL. Yeah, you can get t-shirts and hats that say Making Whoopee.
Making Whoopee, an actual team.
I actually love whoever the owner or GM or whoever was that was like, you know what? It's funny. Let's go with that name. It's great. Because you can see people being super uptight about it.
The Chattanooga Central Purple Pounders. Chattanooga Central Purple Pounders.
I love that you didn't go for alliteration like the Peoria Pounders.
Yeah.
I think it's fake, but I still want it to be real.
It's real. That's a real team.
Say it again?
Chattanooga Central Purple Pounders.
What are they pounding?
Legit.
And why are they purple?
I guess the football.
Oh, of course. Pounders,
pound
right?
Pound the football.
Traverse City Beach Bums. Little League baseball team.
That sounds
team.
Real, even though that Traverse City isn't the best beach town. I'm going to say it's real.
It's real. Traverse City Beach Bums is a real Little League baseball team.
Okay. The Nantucket Night Sweats. Real or fake?
Extra points for the there once was a man from Nantucket. Did you ever hear the joke when you were a kid about the boy named Deeper?
No.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it already requires such suspension of disbelief. I forget what how it goes, but I remember it was one of those jokes when I was at the age where I heard it and I was like, wait, what? That can happen between two people? The idea was the teacher was in a compromising position and Deeper helped himself to intimate relations. And when she protested and kept saying his name.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? And I was probably eight and I was like, what?
That's the oldest joke ever. But yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also, yeah, I gotcha.
The Frankfurt Foreskins.
Hey, you didn't say if the night sweats are real yet.
That's not real.
It's not real. Damn it.
The night sweats. The Frankfurt Foreskins.
That's totally fake.
German
That's
team.
Unacceptable.
That's fake.
German team. France team. Italian team.
I thought going overseas might throw fake. You.
Okay. The Teutopolis Wooden Shoes.
That must be real.
Teutopolis Wooden Shoes. That's real. Illinois. That's pretty good.
That's really good. It's no Purple Pounders, but it's pretty good.
It's
the
not bad.
Adelaide Assmasters.
The Adelaide what?
Assmasters.
Oh, really? That can't be real.
Australian rules? You don't think?
I just think that's a little too blue for the kids.
Yeah, that's too blue. Nobody's buying a t-shirt that says that. But I thought if Pounders was real, I might be able to sneak that in.
Yeah.
Amarillo Gorillas, bud's where it all began.
I know. I love it.
I'm already dreaming of next week's 1985 jams.
I can just see it now.
Hashtag horny videos. Let us know what the first video was that made you feel certain things. And I'll talk to you next week, Bob.
Talk to you next week, Bob. Doom, gong, gang, gong, 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 gong